Welcome, welcome. This time I'm talking about habits/routines. About habits or routines, they do have subtle differences, but I'm not going to dive deeply into them today. In general, what I think is habits are inclined to be more automated, whereas for a routine to occur, you have to be aware of what you are doing. Say, brushing your teeth. You don't even have to think of doing that before you do, but like doing sports or going to the gym, you actually have to tell yourself to get changed and to get all the equipment you need before you do that. Later, I might interchange the use of habits or routines, but they essentially mean the same here. I believe that all of us stick to some sort of routines or habits, just that some people are more aware of that. And some people just don't have a very strong sense of following something in a day. For me, routines are so important. They make up my day. And I personally stick to my routines a lot. Or at least, I try my very best to stick to my routines every day. But here's where problems can occur. If something or someone interrupts me with my routines, I can get easily irritated. Say, perhaps I should first briefly talk about what I do in the morning. I usually make my own breakfast, and not sure if it sounds strange, but I've been having the same food for my breakfast for over a year, perhaps 1.5 years. Yes, it's been a long time, but I've been essentially having the same food, and that includes banana or apples and Greek yogurt. There is something that not many people would like to have, and I prefer to keep it a secret. Yes, basically, my breakfast includes these three food that I've just mentioned. When, for example, say my parents ask me out for breakfast, or actually a sort of brunch on weekends, like at 10 or 11 a.m., I would feel bothered because, what? Am I having another breakfast? Am I having some food that is gonna very likely to be unhealthy? You know, going to those kind of Cantonese restaurants, you most likely have instant noodles, breads, what else? Toasts, scrambled eggs. I mean, they can be quite unhealthy. This interrupts me, first of all, because I am not sticking to what I usually have for my breakfast. This is the first thing. But what I think is more of my concern is about being healthy or not. Because what I'm having for my breakfast is definitely healthy food. But going out to a restaurant to eat, and particularly to my parents' preference, those meals are unhealthy. So this is what really triggers me. If things like this happen, I would feel that my days are slightly ruined. If it's early in the morning, then it can be much worse. I reckon I do have a very strong sense of control over my days because I just don't want any sudden plans. I would not say I'm a person who needs everything to be planned out so detailedly, but I do want to have at least a control of, at least I need to know what is going to happen next. I don't need them to be in great details, but I don't quite welcome sudden plans. Another example would be doing sports. I'm still very proud of how I stuck to my routine so closely back a few months ago, or actually longer. Back when I still had school, I mean, whether it's face-to-face lessons or online Zoom classes, you know, during the school suspension period, I would follow my routines quite strictly. Firstly, as I said, in the morning, went through all of my morning routines, so that include having breakfast, having meditation, and then had my classes. And in the afternoon, after I finished all of my classes, I would have a workout session, and that typically started at 4 p.m. If not every day, I would do sports once every 2 days. So that was a very regular routine, and particularly during the school suspension time, because we were staying at home, so it was easier for us to arrange, you know, the so-called time slots in your day, because you don't have to go out. During that period of time,
I stuck to this routine a lot more. And later, when face-to-face classes resumed, it wasn't quite steady, but basically, I tried my very best to stick to that, try not to drift away from that routine. The close to perfect manifestation of my routines was during the study leave period. So that started from back in February. From that time to the end of my DSE, which is the first week of May, during that period, I've been regularly doing sports, meditating every day, and having healthy breakfast and healthy meals every day, almost every day. So what I would do is, yeah, have the same food for my breakfast. And I just have to make a disclaimer, I did not get bored by that. It is strange, but every night I would anticipate having breakfast the other day. In other words, I guess I enjoyed my breakfast until now, till today, just now. I've also had the same food as my breakfast, and I enjoyed that. So, that was nice. Oh, just one more thing. I mentioned what I had for my breakfast, and that includes an egg as well, a boiled egg. That was very nutritious. So, if you've not been doing that, try to include an egg in your breakfast. That could make you a lot more energetic during your day. Back to my routines. As I said, I stuck to my routines a lot during the study leave period and even during the exam period. And I must admit that during that time, I was the healthiest version of myself. You know, after the exam, it's been almost 2 months. After my exam, my routines have sort of collapsed in one way or another. It's not entirely collapsed, but some parts of it just break down. Like, I no longer wake up or get up as early in the morning as before, which is reasonable, I guess. That's also what interrupts me, because I usually wake up at 6 a.m. and then I will continue all my morning routines, and then I'll start doing my work at around 8 a.m. Now I'm getting up at 8 a.m. So you see, I have 2 hours consumed by sleeping. And you know, 2 hours can mean a lot, especially in the morning, because I'm not sure if it's just me, but even if you just get up an hour ahead of everyone else, you can do so much more in the morning. You can read books, you can meditate, you can slowly enjoy your breakfast. You don't have to rush for anything. So I feel like in mornings, time becomes more precious. I'm not sure, but it feels as if time in the morning goes more slowly than in the afternoon or at night. Perhaps that's because in the morning, things haven't really woken up. I mean, I'm not sure how to say that, but yeah. So the point is, getting up 2 hours later can really be a huge problem for me. So I have to adjust my routines a bit. And I'm still adjusting. Recently, I've been trying to get up at 8 a.m. So I've been trying to keep this regular so as to make it a routine for me again. I said back then, I was the healthiest version of myself. And one part of it that contributed to this statement was how I've been devoting my time into doing sports regularly. And the point is regular. If not regularly, I would not have been so healthy, fit, as I am today. I can't say I am at all fit or strong or healthy, but comparing to the past, I am certainly better. And if it wasn't for sports, I wouldn't have been how I am today. But if you are not the type of people who likes doing sports, then maybe you have to find another hobby. To me, doing sports is the best action I've ever made. I mean, in my daily life. Perhaps I should first talk about when I started doing sports regularly. Back in 2020, you know, in January, COVID-19 broke out. So we had a few months of school suspension. And I remember that started from roughly the end of January, so I'll say February. So from February to mid-April, we'd been having school suspension, and during that time, now that I recall it back, I really had very unhealthy meals. I remember having instant noodles as my lunch, and sometimes even as my dinner. So it's two meals of instant noodles in a row, and that was totally intolerable now that I think of it. It's not just for one or two days, but it's been weeks, it's been months. And then I remember on the 20th of April, I had a hospital checkup. I had to visit the doctor and receive the report about some examinations that I'd undertaken. Prior to that, maybe a week before, at the start of April, I realized that I couldn't be continuing those kind of unhealthy meals again. So I had to change it. I had to change my lifestyle. I remember starting with doing sports. That was when I first took doing sports into my typical day. And I started with just like 10 minutes. You can easily search any home workouts on YouTube. I started with a short of 10 minutes plus another 15 minutes. Maybe that's in total 25 minutes. That's how I started doing sports. I remember doing it quite regularly. I remember once every 2 days, which is very reasonable and not very exhausting at the same time. I've been keeping that until now. So it's not a long journey really, but looking back at how far I've gone and how a person I've become, it feels satisfying. I'm so proud of myself doing that. It is not any difficult task, but having that consistency is something that I've been struggling, but I've been keeping it. I think it is the progress that makes following a routine satisfying. The whole point of having a routine is it's not entirely about the result, because you can never see the end of a routine. If you keep it up, at least you'll have dozens of years to follow through. But it is the process. On the way, I'm closer to becoming the ideal type of person I want to be. So I want to be fit, I want to be strong. Of course, there are more steps I can take to becoming that kind of person, but I've been doing that. So I've been walking up that stairs, walking closer towards the fit and strong me I've been anticipating. This is what's about following a routine. Just now I've spent quite some time talking about sports, and I think I should reserve another time for another conversation on sports specifically, because there's so much I want to share about this. But considering the length of this episode, I think I should not spend too much time on it, although I've already done that a bit. Anyways, another habit that I want to talk slightly about is reading books. I have to admit though, I'm not someone who reads every day before. Though these weeks I've been trying to read every day, even for just a few pages. This is what another aspect of developing a habit or routine is. It's not about how much you can do, it's about whether you do it. I used to think that I should reserve a few hours for reading. I envisioned reading for the entire afternoon, perhaps sitting on my sofa or sitting on my bed, and then reading with some music playing in the background, very chilly. Of course, in reality, it just did not happen. Instead, I've been trying to read a bit at night before I go to bed. Firstly, this satisfies the no phone rule before bed. It's best for you to try not to read any messages on your phone or get stuck to any electronic devices like iPads or computer. I mean, watching YouTube videos. No, you don't want to do that. Firstly, reading books. This helps me to adhere to the no phone rule. And secondly, it's also the only time I can really sit down quietly on my bed and read, if it's comfortable anyways. I've been reading Atomic Habits. I am not sure how many of you have read this, but I think you've definitely heard of this book. And some of you might finish this very quickly, but it's been taking me a few weeks to finish that. I still have 1/4 to finish. It's quite a progress for me because I've just been reading really for a few pages, say 10 to 15 minutes each night. I did not really count it, nor did I count the number of chapters or pages I've read. It's been really a few each day. Those few pages or few minutes are what make up the progress that I had on this book. As I said, it is not about the result, it's about the progress that you make in following a routine. When you look back, you can see how far you've just gone, and the satisfaction is just beyond describable. Very impressively, just days before I came across this chapter that I can closely relate to. It's very relatable. As I said, my habits are kind of collapsing or breaking down. And then there is this chapter in this book that talks about how to recover when your habits start to break down and how to rebound from it. That chapter is so far the most impressive one in this book. Of course, other chapters are also very impressive, but this is what's most applicable to me. And there is this core value or rule, principle, is to never skip twice. The author says that it's okay to fail to stick to a routine once. It might be an accident, but if it happens the second time, it is a mistake. It is the start of a new habit of not following your routine. I think this hits me quite strongly. It definitely serves as a good reminder of how I should be sticking closely to my routines, like doing sports. If not every day, then at least regularly, and try not to find any excuses of skipping that just because, oh, I have something to do in the afternoon, I don't want to sweat a lot in the morning and then go out in the afternoon. You know, this is what goes through my mind when I'm trying to do sports, but then I didn't. As I've just been reading this chapter for 2 to 3 days, I need some time to put this into practice and to apply it into my daily life. Another time in the future for me to share my personal experience on how to rebound quickly from the collapsing of your habits. This time, I'm just exploring only the surface of habits or routines of my own. I have a lot more to share. I can share a lot on each specific habit, like having breakfast, like doing sports, like reading books, like meditating. You know, each of these habits have so much for all of us to explore. About having breakfast, you can talk about nutrition. There's very interesting topic, which is about fasting, you know, intermittent fasting. I once adopted that as well. I adopted the 16-8 intermittent fasting. I definitely can share a lot on that. And meditating, you know, I've been struggling with meditating, but I've also found huge benefits in meditating. So I can talk about that. The point I'm trying to bring here is try to reflect on whether there's any habits or routines that you've been sticking to or that you want to stick to, but you just haven't been starting. If that's the case, try to get one or two go on in your list. Believe me, you will definitely see the change. It takes time, of course, but it's only when you start doing that you can see the change in the future. Make an investment on yourself. It's totally worth it because I am so proud of myself for doing sports regularly. It's made me into a better person, a more confident person now. If it's something that's going to benefit you, then why not try to devote time into doing that? Even for those who are going to have your examination, your DSE, it is not an excuse. It is something that's, it should be a motivation for you to start any routines or habits during the study leave period or even during the examination. I kept following all my routines and habits, and I said during that time I was the healthiest and most confident version of myself. Having anything to do shouldn't be an excuse for not following any habits or routines, because they can instead be the catalyst, the momentum for you to start and to keep up with a routine or a habit. I hope that all of you can devote time into developing something that's going to benefit you. This is part of your growth. The whole point of this podcast, of this episode, is to encourage you to embrace any signs of growth. Do follow that and share with me if you know me and can talk to me in real life. In the meanwhile, I'll update you soon.